Okay. Wednesday evening. No nonsense. Look at the book of Revelation. The title is Just a Little Extra. Just a little extra. I'm going to read a scripture to you. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40. I was reading it yesterday morning, and it just caught my attention. It's kind of how the Lord does it sometimes. It's kind of like a bloodhound picks up the scent. Verse 40, it says, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. I thought, very interesting. I don't think I've ever noticed those two words before, and I've read that many times. Well, I got the Strong's out and began to look at those words. Celestial means above the sky or heaven. The vines, the Greek word is eporaneos, means heaven. Now I'm going to look at Genesis 1 a minute. Verse 6. This is the second day, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. God made the firmament, divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. All right, it is not just the firmament, but also what is in it, like God the Father, above the firmament, Jesus seated with him, we're seated with him, there's demonic strongholds. These could be considered, in that context, terrestrials, or celestials, celestial. All right, then Revelation 1:20. It says, the mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So, right here, the stars are angels, and they are in the sky. They are in the heaven. In fact, in the firmament, if you watch anything about flat earth and you read Genesis 1, you see that the stars and the moon and the sun were all in within the firmament. In fact, they go around the top of the earth like this. Polaris is in the center. God's throne is above Polaris. Goes around just like this. When I was watching a video a few months back about the Georgia Guidestones, and someone filmed from the top looking down on it, and he said it's a clock, and you could see all the constellations going just like this, and then that the North Star you could see up through the towers, or those, whatever they are, those stones. Okay, see, it was really interesting. But I've seen other things where it shows that it is. It's like it's on a track. Think about a record. Just around. And the planets that they say are the planets are actually, in fact, I was watching someone that was doing a Flat Earth series. It was excellent, one of the best I've ever listened to. And he was showing what the NASA composites are of the planets, all these perfect, beautiful pictures. But what discouraged me when I had my telescope is when I'd look at something, it would just look like a star. Well, what they showed was when you look through your regular telescope, that's exactly what it looks like, every one of the planets. And it had this weird dancing around look because, why? Water. The waters from the waters. It's a distorted looking thing, and it's blinking and dancing around. And it showed, compared it to the NASA composite drawing, and it, and what planet that was supposed to be. It looked just like a star. I'm thinking, well, I was really seeing what they really look like, thinking I needed all these powerful lenses to be able to see this perfect composite that they come up with. The only one that was a little different was Saturn, and it did have a ring, but it still was looked like a star. And that's what they are. They're stars. There's not all these planets out there. They're within the firmament. They're on that track that goes round and round. All right. Revelation 1:20 also gives reference to angels. That's what I just read to you, the seven stars, okay? All right, Revelation 8:12. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. Right here I put, this is my thoughts reading this. This could mean the literal stars, which are actually what the world calls planets, they are within the firmament along with the moon and the sun. They rotate on a circular track over Polaris. This is where God's throne is above Polaris. Some teach actually that this is actually where the Garden of Eden is. You know, there's a lot of reasons why they would be hiding what's going on in Antarctica. Because it talks about, there's four, like it talks about in Genesis, where the four rivers talks about that concerning Antarctica. All right? Starts to make a little more sense, okay? I guess that could be why they hid it from us. I mean, they don't want us to know. They don't want us to know what's really going on. They don't want us to know that Admiral Byrd actually found the firmament. And isn't it interesting? There is no South Pole. There's only the North Pole, and it's all magnetic. And all this Tesla energy that's coming out that will be wireless, it has to do with that the magnet, the Polaris and all the... Even the mountain of God, they say this, the mountain of God, God's mountain, it's magnetic. I'm thinking, isn't that interesting? God had it all set up for us until the devil and his bunch come in and begin to mess with things. We could have been having free energy our whole life. We'll see. All right, Revelation 12:4. I'm just giving you the context of what celestial means in Scripture. There's all kinds of Scriptures. I didn't write those all down. If you want to go look in your Strong's for yourself and your Vines, you can see all the Scriptures. It gives the references to them. Just for this evening, wouldn't have been too long. All right, 12:4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. Now, these could be angels. These could be literal stars. And it cast him to the earth, but I think it's angels in this case. The dragon stood before the woman, which is ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. All right, now we're going to look at the terrestrial. We hear that term a lot, don't we? This means earthly. Earthly. So whatever is on the earth, and I suppose, you know, in the earth, whatever is on the earth or in the earth, not in galaxies far, far away. All right. What caught my attention was the word used in this culture, extraterrestrial. Extra. This is the word extra. It just means more than or beyond. Because, you know, when they bring their stuff, it's always about beyond, going where no man has gone before. All the sci-fi garbage. Have you ever noticed that this is Satan's game? Adding extra. He's always adding to what God's word says. Well, hath God said? All right. These beings fell from heaven, or their ancestors did, but Satan has added his narrative with the sci-fi spin. Anything but letting the truth stand on its own. The media and others say that ETs are beyond this solar system. Not only are they earthly, but they dwell in inner earth, another reason they are hiding inner earth, which is Antarctica. Really, Antarctica is actually the ice wall. They say Eden is really the landmass where Polaris is. There are only three dimensions mentioned in God's word. We're going to look at that, Philippians 2:10 and Revelation 5:3. First, I'll look at Philippians. Wouldn't you think that if there was other things like that, that he would have let us know? Verse 10. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So everything. God made everything, right? He made everything. So that includes everything. Not, well, there's all the Pleiades, they live here, and the Anturians, and I don't know what other. There's so many groups, I'm going, it's just groups of demons. It's just what Aleister Crowley saw in his dreams. First contact. And Satan was spinning his narrative. Because he wants to get back up in God's throne. That's what it's all been about. Okay, Revelation 5:3. A renegade spirit with an agenda. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. You can go on with all this New Age bull about the fifth dimension also. I'm a little bit, I don't want to hear that anymore either. I'm going, why don't you just shut up? All you want, but it isn't biblical. It says to think on things that are above and not on things on the earth. That's as high as you can get. Heavenly things. Okay. So ETs are a hoax and they are the descendants of the Nephilim. Jesus talked about them in Luke 11:24. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. Enoch talks about their demons. When the Nephilim passed away, their souls roamed the earth. They couldn't go to God. They weren't created by God. They were left like nomads. The movie with Johnny Depp, the first one, with the pirates. Yeah, the Caribbean. If you notice, they couldn't eat or drink or enjoy anything. They were under this curse, and they were just looking for anything to satisfy them because nothing would or nothing could. To me, that's a reflection of this state that these creatures are in. They left their bratty children for us to deal with. Extra to add to, isn't this the game of the fake news? Hath God said? Don't question God, question the faker. Why aren't they questioning the devil like they question everything God says and God's children say? I've heard this said that the devil always brings a little truth. Well, it is no different here. He got terrestrials right, but added the extra to it. There's going to be a lot of people, I think, are going to be very shocked when they find out the truth that they've been sold a bill of goods on all this garbage that they've pushed. Well-meaning. All right. Let's go to Revelation chapter 9. Switch gears just a little bit here, but you'll understand what, you know, why I brought that up. I just thought that was curious about, Laura said, you're just showing all throughout the Word of God about the extraterrestrials. All right, this is Revelation 9, verse 1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. There's one of those terrestrials, or celestial. And he opened, the terrestrial is earthly, the celestial is heavenly. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of the great furnace, and the sun and air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth had power. It was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days men shall seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were, as it were, crowns like gold, and their faces were like as the faces of men. See, I believe that even the demonic forces are going to turn on the deep state. Kind of sounds apparent, because it doesn't sound like God's angels, does it? And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions, and they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. The sound of their wings was the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. So this is an extraterrestrial hair. Yeah. Rules the underworld. Okay. Keep going here. I got this information right here from DuckDuckGo. There is a town in France where CERN, that's the Center for European Nuclear Research, is located and is called Saint-Genis Pelui. I guess it's Pelui. Anyway, that comes from the Latin Apollicum. And it is believed that in Roman times, a temple existed in honor of Apollo. And the people who lived there believed that it was a gateway to the underworld. The hoax moon flight was called Apollo 11, 7/26/1969. Did they add a little something here? You betcha. It's a hoax. The ETs think they are so clever and that we are so stupid. Hope they enjoy the pit. Their extra has polluted the whole earth. All right, I'm going to read in the book of Enoch. You see, from the book of Enoch, their game. Right here. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates, and made known to them the metals of the earth and the art of working them in bracelets and ornaments, and the use of autonomy and the beautifying of the eyelids, and all kinds of costly stones and all coloring textures. And there arose much godlessness, and they committed fornication, and they led astray and became corrupt in all their ways. Simjaza taught enchantments at root cutting. There's our medical system. There's our war machine. Amorous, the resolving of enchantments. I can't pronounce these names. Talked about astrology and the constellations. Jesus got on to the Pharisees. You know how to watch the sky, but you do not discern the times. You don't know what day you're in. The signs of the earth, the signs of the sun, the course of the moon. And as men perished, they cried, and their cry went up to heaven. See, I mean, they completely corrupted the earth in every form that you can imagine. And then Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel looked down from heaven and saw much blood being shed upon the earth and all lawlessness being wrought upon the earth. Isn't that what happened? That 626-15 decision of the Supreme Court to open that Pandora's box of nothing but everything putrid? I think a portal was opened, or actually do. The earth made without inhabitant cries the voice of their crying up to the gates of heaven. And now to you, the holy ones of heavens, the souls of men make their suit, saying, bring our case before the Most High. And they said to the Lord of the ages, Lord of lords, God of gods, King of kings, and God of the ages, the throne of thy glory standeth unto all generations of the ages, and thy name holy and glorious and blessed unto all the ages. Thou hast made all things, and power over all things hast thou. And all things are naked and open in thy sight, and all things thou seest, nothing can hide itself from thee. Thou seest what Azazel hath done, who hath taught all unrighteousness on earth and revealed the eternal secrets which are preserved in heaven, which men were striving to learn. And Simjaza, to whom thou hast given authority to bear rule over his associates, and they have gone to the daughters of men upon the earth and have slept with the women and have defiled themselves, and revealed to them all kinds of sins. And the women have borne giants, and the whole earth has thereby been filled with blood and unrighteousness. And now behold, the souls of those who have died are crying and making their suit to the gates of heaven. And their lamentations have ascended and cannot cease because of the lawless deeds which are wrought on the earth. Thou knowest all things before they come to pass. Thou seest these things, and thou dost suffer them, and thou dost not say to us what we are to do to them in regard to these. Then said the Most High, the Holy and Great One, spake and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah, and tell him in my name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end that is approaching, that the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is about to come upon the whole earth, and will destroy all that is on it. And now instruct him that he may escape, and his seed may be preserved for all generations of the world. And again the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot, and cast him into the darkness, make it an opening in the desert, which is in the Dael, wherever that is, and cast him therein, and place upon him rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever, and cover his face, that he may not see light. And on the day of the great judgment he shall be cast into the fire, and heal the earth, which the angels have corrupted, to proclaim the healing of the earth, that they may heal the plague, and that all the children of men may not perish through all the secret things that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth has been corrupted through the works that were taught by Azazel. To him ascribe all sin. And to Gabriel said the Lord, proceed against the bastards and reprobates, and against the children of fornication, and destroy the children of fornication, the children of the watchers from among men, and cause them to go forth, and send them one against the other, that they may destroy each other in battle. For length of days shall they not have. So see, God had to let that, because there wouldn't have been anything left. And no request that they, their fathers, make of thee shall be granted unto their fathers on their behalf, for they hope to live an eternal life, and that each one of them will live 500 years. And the Lord said unto Michael, go bind Simjaza and his associates, who have united themselves with women, so as to defile themselves with them in all their uncleanness. And their sons have slain one another, and they have seen the destruction of their beloved ones. Bind them fast for 70 generations in the valleys of the earth, till the day of their judgment and of their consummation, till the judgment that is forever and ever is consummated. You know, I think we're going to get to see this. I hope so, because this is where it all started. In those days they shall be led off to the abyss of fire, and to the torment and the prison in which they shall be confined forever. Whosoever shall be condemned and destroyed will from henceforth be bound together with them in the end of all generations, and destroy all the spirits of the reprobate and the children of the watchers, because they have wronged mankind. Destroy all wrong from the face of the earth, and let every evil work come to an end. Let the plant of righteousness and truth appear, and it shall prove a blessing. The works of righteousness and truth shall be planted in truth and joy forevermore. And then shall all the righteous escape, and shall live till they beget thousands of children. And all the days of their youth and their old age shall they complete in peace.
And then shall the whole earth be tilled in righteousness, and shall be planted with trees, and be full of blessing. And the desirable tree shall be planted on it, and they shall plant vines on it. And the vine which they plant thereon shall yield wine in abundance, and for all the seed which is sown thereof, each measure of it shall bear 1,000. Each measure of olive shall yield 10 presses of oil. And cleanse thou the earth from all oppression, and from all unrighteousness, and from all sin, and from all godlessness, and all the uncleanness that is wrought upon the earth. Destroy from off the earth, and all the children of men shall become righteous, and all nations shall offer adoration and shall praise me, and all shall worship me, and the earth shall be cleansed from all defilement and from all sin and from all punishment and from all torment, and I will never again send them upon it from generation to generation and forever. And in those days I will open the store chambers of blessings which are in the earth, so as to send them down upon the earth over the work and labor of the children of men, and truth and peace shall be associated together throughout all the days of the world and throughout all the generations of men.
That's what we have to look forward to. All right, one more thing I want to read. This is by Alan Yasko, I believe is his name. Let me get a drink.
All right, in this article, we will look at the Tower of Babel and today's CERN, the Particle Collider. Back in the days of the Tower of Babel, an attempt to open a door into the spiritual realm was made. Today, CERN is another attempt at doing the same thing. Even though different methods were used, the goal is the same. That goal is to open a bridge or doorway to another realm or dimension where many evil and demonic creatures dwell. A secondary goal would to be able to make an attack against God. I'm here to say that evil people will succeed in opening the door to the bottomless pit where the demonics dwell. We just read that in Revelation chapter 9. However, they will not be allowed to do it today. There is an appointed time which will come, and the doorway to the bottomless pit will be open. The appointed time is the blowing of the fifth trumpet during the wrath judgments of God. Here's what has been said by Sergio B., the director of CERN. He has said that the collider could open a doorway to an extra dimension, and out of this door might come something, or out of this door we might send something through it. From what I understand, this is how the elites thought they were going to escape and get off of Earth. They felt like they had found a way because they can't get through the firmament. They've tried everything to get through the firmament. In fact, they showed on this film, there was a picture of the Milky Way, they say. But from what I understand, that's not the Milky Way. That's Operation Fishbowl, where they were sending those atomic missiles up there trying to blast through the firmament, and it left those marks. The fact that CERN can open a doorway into another dimension is something that is known and expected. It may be covered up by some scientific jargon words, but it is known CERN could lead to opening a door to another dimension. Okay, these bright boys do not know what is on the other side, but they want to open the door anyway. Let's try it and see what happens type of attitude. Either that or Satan has promised them great demonic blessing when they succeed in opening the door to the bottomless pit. Despite all the scientific gobbledygook being spoken by CERN, the goal is simply to open a doorway into another dimension or spiritual realm using scientific witchcraft. People need to know that there are demonic beings on the other side of the doorway. These evil creatures are ready and waiting to come through to bring destruction and terror to the world. Truly, their day will come and great evil will be unleashed upon the earth. Another goal is opening the door to the bottomless pit is a foolish attempt to attack God. It's a stupid goal, but this is what the enemies of God want to try to do. What is CERN? It's a particle accelerator collider. It's the largest machine in the world today made by man. It's composed of a huge ring that is 17 miles around. I'm not a scientist, so I don't exactly know how they collide particles. I assume particles like protons, etc., are accelerated and somehow they collide. They're accelerated to a very high speed, which is almost the speed of light. In 1 second, the particles can go around CERN, that's 17 miles, 22,000 times. There's a place where these particles traveling very fast can collide. When they do crash into one another, energy is released. Scientists and computers are in place to monitor what happens. This is a very dangerous machine. It is buried 300 feet below the Earth. This was done in case there is some kind of oops and a massive explosion occurs or a black hole opens up. This is a brief non-scientific explanation about CERN. Those working on CERN will one day soon be able to take what they learn and use that information to open the door to the bottomless pit. This is what Satan wants to happen to unleash great evil upon the world. This is Revelation 12:12. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Now here's the real, this is the real story about what it's about. The occult religious nature of CERN. The first point I would like to make about CERN is the logo. The logo is three sixes, 666, together in different positions. The number 666 is a number of the coming Antichrist beast. Now, what does that have to do with science? It sounds more like Satanism and the occult. Now, we read Revelation 13, but verse 18, did we read 13? Well, anyway, I'll read it here. 13, 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 3 score, and 6. The first point I would like to make about CERN is the... Okay, I repeated that. Looks like I did it again. What in the world did I do? All right. My bad. All right. All right, and now he begins to talk about Nimrod. Nimrod and his great evil sought to attack the Lord by opening a gateway or doorway into another realm, a dimension where these spiritual beings dwell. Here is the record of his attempt. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. The people of Babel did not want to be scattered. They sought to build a tower whose top reached into heaven. Now, everybody knows a building cannot be built so high that it reaches heaven. No, this tower was something else. With this tower, they would be able to reach up and open up a bridge or doorway into a spiritual realm, a dimension that cannot normally be accessed. By using teaching from Satan and the occult, this tower would be used to open that gateway. It was even placed in the right location for best access into another dimension. How did the Lord react to this action by evil men? I think that's what the pyramids were for. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they began to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. Before I ever read anything about this, one day the Lord spoke to me about the tower, that what Nimrod was seeking to do, he was trying to build a tower to heaven to break through the firmament and go and take over the throne of God. Isn't that Satan's agenda? He's been trying to do it from the very get-go. They're still trying to do it, and they still, after 6,000 years, have not been able to do it. And they're not going to be able to do it. There's only one person that can open the firmament, and he's going to roll it back like a scroll. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord came down and saw the Tower of Babel. He said in verse 6 that they would be successful in completing their goal. See, it was possible. That's why he had to scatter them, why they couldn't communicate. Nothing would be impossible to them. I don't know the science behind the Tower of Babel. I just know that they're on the pathway to success and opening a door into another realm of dimension or dimension. God himself said they would be successful. This plan had to be stopped, and the Lord took action. Yeah. Go to, let us go down, and there confound, and there confounded their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad. The point to keep in mind is that they would have succeeded in opening a doorway into another realm or dimension if left alone. God himself said that they would be able to do it. Just building a tower by itself would never reach heaven. There had to be something they did with the tower. Something was planned that was occult related that would have given them the success they desired. The Lord had to take action to stop and halt their plans. This doorway would not be open until the appointed time during the judgment and wrath of the Lord. Now, he believes in the rapture, so I didn't take too much about his end time stuff. But anyway, in the days ahead, the Lord will allow sinful men to open that door to another realm of dimension. This is where many evil creatures dwell. What the Tower of Babel failed to do, they will be successful with CERN. I don't know if they will or not. I know they have open portals. Don't be too concerned right now, okay? Here's one of these. Well, it's not right now, you know. All right. This is opening the bottomless pit of hell via CERN. This is a real occultic goal of CERN. It is not to discover unknown tiny particles. Some of these particles are called dark matter, dark energy, strangelets, antimatter, or the God particle. CERN is literally going to be used to open the barrier from this dimension to another dimension where many, many demonic beings exist. Right now, there's a barrier veil between our dimension and the spiritual realm. The Lord has closed the door, and it would be very wise not to open the door to this dimension where these evil beings are. The door is to the pit is closed for a good reason. Once it is opened, great evil will come forth and torment many. I believe it's already been opened completely. Anyway, he goes on to explain that at CERN they have satanic rituals. They even do human sacrifices. And they're doing all of these things in an attempt to get this thing to open this portal. Kind of what happened in Paris in Notre Dame. So, anyway, it was interesting. It goes on and on. But he talks about, he goes into the satanic part of it where they do the film I watched on Flat Earth. He showed their ceremony. It even showed them this girl in a robe laying down, and the girl goes over and just that knife right into her heart, killed her. And I just thought, oh my God, they're doing this kind of stuff. And these are our intellectuals. They have an agenda, and it's Satan's agenda. So I just wanted y'all to know that, what we're dealing with, what ETs are, what ETs are not. So if anybody wants to pull your chain about it, you've got the info.